This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, friends. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures if you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, you've come to the right place. We are here for you on The Bright Side. We welcome your calls at 844-236-6010. You don't have to have a question, just a comment or success story. Love success stories, 844-236-6010 if you want to share. And if you have questions about the Longevity products or the True Skin Health products, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase Longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to purchase Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. We have been talking about the heating element. Oh, we got Dr. Kaz Ingram coming up at the bottom of the hour, I should tell you. Kaz is going to talk about allergies today. We have Dr. Ingram on here periodically. He's a DO and a nutritional physician, and he'll be on at the bottom of the hour. So we're going to get your calls in our second segment, our next segment at 844-236-6010. You want to stay tuned for Kaz Ingram at the bottom of the hour. We'll be talking about allergies. So anyway, we've been talking about the heating element, sulfur, also known as brimstone, one of the six major elements, the CHEOPS elements in the body, the carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and sulfur. Those are the six main elements in the body, and they form about 99%+ of what we are. Structure is an important component in the electrical nature of the body. It's also plays an important role in biochemistry, particularly in detoxification, and it also is involved in has a structural role. You don't have a lot of sulfur by weight, even though it is one of the top six elements. It's probably the sixth element as far as order of in terms of how much is in the body. But it still plays a very, very important role in the structure of the body. We get sulfur in the diet through eggs, through meats. Pretty much all proteins are going to have some sulfur in them. So there's a very important connection. We haven't talked about that, but we will. There's a very important connection between sulfur and protein. And most protein is going to have at least a little bit of sulfur embedded inside of it. And the more high protein a food is, the more sulfur you're going to get. In fact, the knock on meat, or one of the knocks on meat, is that it contains a lot of sulfur, which turns into sulfuric acid and it has an acidifying effect. I'm not sure I buy into that too much. But anyways, one of the problems with meat is related to its sulfur content. MSM is a good nutritional form of sulfur. MSM is pretty much non-toxic, and it's also very effective. It's a good source of sulfur. It's clean sulfur, easy to handle, easy for the body to handle. A form of sulfur, and taking a gram of MSM a day is probably a good idea. 2 grams, 3 grams. I take 2 to 3 grams of MSM sulfur every day. Sulfur, we talked about as an electrifying element when it's combined with oxygen. On its own, it's not really electromagnetic, but when it's combined with oxygen, it forms something called sulfate, which is really important stuff. We get sulfate from the sun. especially vitamin D sulfate from the sun. Vitamin D sulfate is not the same as vitamin D that you get in a supplement, and that's why I'm not really a big believer in getting your vitamin D from supplements, even though you do hear dermatologists say, oh, just supplement with vitamin D. You don't have to be out in the sun. They need to understand the importance of vitamin D sulfate, solar-derived vitamin D sulfate versus supplemental vitamin D. Sulfur is it's an electrifying element, it's a detoxifying element, and it also plays a role in hardening things. It is sulfur that gives connective tissue its firmness, connective tissue being mostly collagen, and collagen gets its hardness and its firmness. Collagen has a certain tensile strength. It stretches a little bit, but it's really got a steel-like strength. It's the body's steel. And collagen gets its hardness from sulfur. Without sulfur, collagen would be soft and squishy. And considering that a third of our body is made up of connective tissue, that alone, just the fact that sulfur hardens collagen, is enough of a reason to make sure you're taking enough MSM. Collagen, of course, is most people know about collagen in their skin, but your bones are largely composed of collagen. You've got collagen in your digestive tract, collagen in the blood vessels. So sulfur can help all of these various parts of the body. And that is, when I say sulfur, I'm talking about supplementing the sulfur or making sure you're getting sulfur foods. In the mid-1800s, in the mid-19th century, there was a guy named Charles Goodyear. And Charles Goodyear was a rubber scientist. And he revolutionized the rubber industry when he discovered that rubber could be strengthened if it was made, if it was heated with sulfur. That you could get much more use out of rubber. So rubber was kind of a miracle substance when it was first discovered in the early 1800s. It stretched and it was waterproof, and it was the first miracle textile. I'm pretty sure cotton was pretty big, but rubber had this miraculous quality because it could stretch and it was waterproof. But it did suffer from one little problem, and that was that it wasn't temperature stable. So in the summertime, rubber would melt, and in the wintertime, it would crack. So Goodyear took it upon himself. He's a rubber scientist. He took it upon himself to try to work with rubber to try to make it more useful, and he discovered that if he heated it up with sulfur, he could harden the stuff, and he called it vulcanization. Vulcan is the Roman god of fire, and this vulcanized rubber completely revolutionized the rubber industry. And he didn't start the Goodyear Tire Company, but they named the Goodyear Tire Company after Charles Goodyear, who could be considered the father of modern rubber. Vulcanized rubber. It all has to do with sulfur and how sulfur has a hardening effect, the same hardening effect that you get on collagen. It's called cross-linking. Actually, cross-linking is one of the problems. As we get older, our body kind of cross-links, and when it cross-links, we're not as flexible. Parts of our body aren't as flexible. Nonetheless, cross-linking is also an important part. Plays an important functional role in the body because when collagen cross-links, it has a certain firmness to it. Last program, we started to talk a little bit about a relationship between sulfur and mercury. Sulfur has a protective effect on the toxicity of mercury. Mercury is a very, very fascinating element. Probably, arguably, the most fascinating of all of the elements. It's relatively rare, and I find it fascinating as a chemist, but rubber has intrigued scientists and lay people, I guess, since the days of the ancient Chinese and the Hindus. They found mercury in Egyptian tombs that are thousands, 3,000, 4,000 years old. Ancient alchemists were fascinated by mercury, and mercury is plays a fundamental role in traditional alchemy. In fact, in traditional alchemy, there's a relationship, a recognized link between mercury and sulfur. We're going to talk about the chemistry link between mercury and sulfur because it's very important. But this link between mercury and sulfur was recognized by ancient alchemists, by Paracelsus. Paracelsus is the godfather or the grandfather, of the pharmacomedical model. He's the first guy to come up with the idea that you could drug the body back into health. It was a revolutionary idea. Actually, he was the first scientist to do it. They were the ancient Egyptians, of course, and the Sumerians, and people have been using drugs for eons, but Paracelsus did it in a very scientific way. He was a proponent of what he called medical alchemy, and he talked talked a lot about using mercury and sulfur, for that matter, as medicine, and we'll continue talking about that as we continue discussing sulfur and mercury. Taking your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. Kaz Ingram, coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. Got Dr. Kaz coming up. Dr. Kaz Ingram, author of a zillion different books. I saw him a couple weeks ago at the Toronto Whole Life Expo, and he was, his booth was packed as always, and he was working nonstop. Dr. Kaz is one of the good guys. He is a nutritional physician, and he's got a BS in biology and chemistry, as well as he's also a DO from the university. He has his DO degree, Doctor of Osteopathy, from the University of Osteopathic Medicine and Health Sciences in Des Moines, Iowa. And he's going to be talking about allergies, and he's going to have some interesting things to say about allergies and allergic reactions. He'll come up, he'll come on at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll get your calls here in just a minute. I wanted to read a couple of articles. Maybe I'll just read one, and then we'll save the other one, and we'll get your calls here. 844-236-6010. This is from the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology. Certainly no fan of alternative medicine. The Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology. Topical vitamin C for basal cell carcinoma. Seven patients with basal cell carcinoma applied topical vitamin C once a day to the affected area. They put a bandage over their skin, and guess what? During the treatment period, redness and itching was regularly noted at the application sites, but later, patients became cancer-free. The two patients, five of the seven patients became cancer-free. The two patients who did not become cancer-free experienced only a minimal reaction. The five patients who became cancer-free were followed up for 18 months, and one had a recurrence of a superficial basal cell carcinoma. In other words, topical vitamin C works, and I've been saying that for years. Topical vitamin C is amazingly important stuff for beauty, for anti-aging, for wrinkles, for dark spots on the skin. It is a general skin panacea treatment for everything. It's handled very well by the skin in its fat-soluble form, and that's the key to understanding how to use topical vitamin C. It has to be fat-soluble to get the really good benefits. Water-soluble vitamin C will stay on the surface of the skin. It'll soften the skin a little bit, water-soluble vitamin C. It's kind of like a glycolic acid type of thing, not as strong as glycolic acid, but it's like an alpha-hydroxy acid. It's not an alpha-hydroxy acid, but it has similar effects, and it will exfoliate the skin in its ascorbic acid form. But if you really want to get the good benefits, the deep benefits, the benefits for the deeper layers of the skin, that is the dermis, the way deep layers, in the lower epidermis, where basal cell carcinoma begins, by the way. And you need to have a fat-soluble form. That's why I came up with my True Treatment products, fat-soluble vitamin C. Fat-soluble vitamin C. All our True Treatment products, all our True Treatment Core 4 products have fat-soluble vitamin C in them, whether it's ascorbyl palmitate or ascorbyl tetraisopalmitate. Those are the two forms you want to look for, ascorbyl palmitate and ascorbyl tetraisopalmitate. All right, 844-236-6010. Let's say good morning to Barry. Got Kaz Ingram coming off the bottom of the hour. Good morning, Barry. What's up, buddy?
Yes, good morning. Yes, I want to ask you about products for like hair growth. Are any of these really effective in
hair growth products?
Yes.
I haven't seen anybody. You're talking about topical things like minoxidil and that kind of stuff, Propecia? Is that what you're talking about? The only one I know of is Propecia, that, you know, that's a prescription one. There's another brand called Nioxin, which I've heard, none of them really work. Even Propecia, which is supposedly so powerful that it's a drug, you need a prescription for it. I remember when I first started my compounding pharmacy in the late 1980s, I used to have to take minoxidil tablets. And crush them up. This was before Propecia came out. Propecia is a drug. It's a liquid form of a drug called minoxidil, which is so nasty. It used to be used for blood pressure. It's a blood pressure drug, but it's so nasty they don't even use it anymore. Very little, very rarely, because it's a really toxic drug. I know all drugs are toxic, but this one's really toxic. However, it turns out that the same effect on blood pressure can be used to improve blood circulation to the head and to the follicles. And so sometimes people will get a little bit of peach fuzz from the minoxidil or the Propecia, but you're not going to really get a lot of hair on your head. If you're losing your hair, that means nutrients aren't getting to the scalp, and you've got some stuff going on in the follicles. And it kind of makes sense. When the body is under duress And by duress, I mean either stress, or I mean nutritional deficiencies or toxicities, or lack of oxygen for that matter. So cortisol, insulin, digestive toxicity, malnutrition, all of these things can cause the body to feel like, well, hey, look, I need to redirect my resources. I'm the body talking now. I need to redirect my resources to the center of my the center where the heart is and where the organs are, and away from the head and away from the skin. Because to the body, the head and the hair don't really matter as much as the heart and the liver. So when you're losing your hair, especially if you're losing it at a young age, that's a sign of bodily duress, as reflected by hormones like toxic estrogen or toxic forms of testosterone, both of which have to be broken down quickly and eliminated from the body. And when they're not, they can build up. Blood sugar problems can do it. And then of course, nutritional deficiencies. And it's really hard to know with nutritional deficiencies because we don't know how much we're absorbing. We don't know how much is in the food. There's all kinds of factors that are involved in how you nutriate yourself. I haven't seen anybody benefit from those products. And if you're losing your hair, I would consider it to be a bodily issue involving hormones, malnutrition, and bodily duress. Does that help you, my friend?
Yes. And also, eating right before one goes to sleep, is that
eating? Like eating a meal? Eating a whole meal?
Well, not necessarily a whole meal, but maybe...
Like a little bit. If you have a little bit, you can actually leverage the power of a little protein so your blood sugar doesn't drop in the middle of the night. But I wouldn't have a whole meal before you went to bed. When you sleep at night, that's a time when the body is recovering and the body is healing. You get a growth hormone surge, and a lot of growth and recovery and repair occur at night. This is one of the reasons why older folks who can't sleep are such risk of frailty and degeneration, or at least one of the reasons. Sleep is when we grow and we get stronger. If your body is digesting its food, if it's expending its resources digesting a big meal, it's going to come out of those resources for digestion are going to come out of the resources you need to grow and repair. And so it's probably not a good idea to eat a full meal, although a tiny little bit of protein, maybe half an egg or something like that, might keep your blood sugar stable. If you tend to wake up in the middle of the night, that's a strategy for allowing you to sleep through the night, is to make sure that you got a little bit of protein, a slow release sugar. Protein is like a slow release form of sugar. After an hour, 2 hours of eating protein, if you're in a sugar deficient state, your body will turn that protein into sugar. That's a whole other story. I was talking to a gal a couple weeks ago when I was in Canada, actually, and she didn't know that when you take, protein gets turned into sugar. So if you're doing the ketogenic diet and you're not watching your calories and you're eating lots of protein and fat, you may notice that you're not losing weight. That's because protein can make you gain weight. It gets turned into sugar, and then ultimately it gets turned into fat. All right, got to go, Barry. We're out of time. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Got Dr. Kaz Ingram talking about allergies coming up. Hello, trees. Hello, allergies. That's the title of his talk here. Coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Attorney General William Barr's appearance at a U.S. House hearing this week is now in great doubt because of a dispute with Democrats. They're planning to let staff lawyers question Barr on the Justice Department's handling of the Mueller report on Russian interference in the last election. Barr is warning he could refuse to appear if those lawyers are present. President Trump's weekend highlighted by a huge campaign-style rally that he headlines in Green Bay, Wisconsin. His spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says that huge turnout is a sign that the president's re-election bid is off to a great start.
People are happy that the economy is booming. People are happy that ISIS has been defeated in Syria. People are happy that the military is being rebuilt, that the judiciary is being remade, and that our country is booming like it hasn't in decades.
Right. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Also, pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off all the websites and sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off our websites as well. Brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of videos, and good health information. Up at all, on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to check out our skin health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am very excited to have today's guest on. Dr. Kaz Ingram. He's been on the program numerous times. And I saw Dr. Kaz, as I always do in Canada, a couple weeks ago. His booth was packed, just Dr. Kaz worked nonstop talking to people, sharing his wisdom. I've been reading Dr. Kaz's books for many years. He's a prolific author, and these days he's talking about the miracle of wild oregano. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Kaz Ingram. What's up, Kaz?
Hey, good morning and afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and it's nice to talk to you. Hey, I was reading your bio, nutritional physician, and BS in bio and chemistry, and then also DO. Tell us a little bit about what does it mean to be a DO, real quick.
Oh,
and then we'll
I love
get into
the DO. You know, Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine. Osteopathy invented by Andrew Taylor Still, an MD who was frustrated with the poisonous drugs and the surgical catastrophes. Somehow he figured it out. He figured out that the way God made the human body, it's amenable to manipulation. If you look at the spinal column and the spinous processes and transverse processes and the articular joints, if they're seized up and locked up, he found out that if he could unseize that, he could help people with pain and agony, but also with organic disease. And so osteopathy has this structure influences function and function influences structure mantra. Also that the rule of the artery is supreme and that you've got to improve blood flow so that you may have to look at the body structurally, not just... plus, osteopathy really is more holistic, not to poison people with harsh medications, unnecessarily overload their systems. Even they were against inoculations until they were bought out by Rockefeller and the big drug cartel. And that, I stay true to that old osteopathy. I love it.
I'm writing a book called
Systematic Treatment of the Axial Skeleton with Osteopathic Manipulation. I'm just about finished.
And so what's the difference between chiropractic and osteopathic?
Well, chiropractic was an offshoot which didn't hold completely to the methodology of A.T. Still. So somebody that was educated by Still developed his own system, and there are some good chiropractic approaches, but usually osteopathic is more thorough, and also a DO is medically licensed. Don't keep in mind, DO can practice medicine and prescribe injections and, you know, do invasive treatment, including surgery. So there's a bit of a difference there.
Now, so this is how you got into nutrition and herbs?
That's kind of it. I mean, I wanted alternative medicine to go with the osteopathy. I didn't want to rely just on pharmaceuticals. So rapidly, I found other natural sort of non-toxic methods for every known illness,
that's
including
awesome.
Our subject today. But the allergy thing is dear to me because I was a former Iowa corn guy, you know, corn pollen, miserable April, May, and June guy. And
you grew up in Iowa.
The cure. It's in the miracle of wild oregano.
You grew up in Iowa? Yeah.
Yeah, it's corn country, yeah.
And so last time we talked about oregano, and I know there's all kinds of things you could do with oregano, but how does that relate to allergies? How does oregano, using wild oregano,
help with allergies? Well, what we discovered was that the wild oregano, and I think most all of America knows that oil of oregano is different than the pizza spice. If pizza spice was a cure-all, we wouldn't have to talk, right? Pizza and spaghetti. That the wild oregano is a powerful antihistamine. See, here's how it works. There's a couple things. The oregano has a phenolic compound called carvacrol, and that has an OH group on it, and it quenches the histamine. It stabilizes the mast cells. Somehow it shuts down the histamine response.
Do all flavonoids do that? Do all bioflavonoids do that?
All bioflavonoids do. This is a phenolic compound that's more aggressive than the bioflavonoids. But the bioflavonoids also do it with their OH and different molecular structure. However, the oregano duplicates. The oil of oregano dissolves mold. Now, this is kind of crazy stuff.
But what do you mean?
Have mold lining your respiratory tract.
You're talking about fungus.
Yeah.
So
mold, when you inhale mold spores or high mold season, you get a super reactive system and you get histamine release and the mast cells are destabilized.
Huh.
But that mold is in the sinuses and the bronchial tract.
How does
all
it
Americans,
to,
but
is it
some
like
people
yeast?
Worse than others. It's an active mold infection.
Huh. How does it relate to yeast?
You don't know this, but mold is the cause of sinusitis.
How does it relate to yeast?
Well, yeast is different. Candida yeast is not a big cause of sinusitis. You don't inhale yeast very often, but you inhale mold spores. Then the mold spores develop in the cool, warm, coolish to warmish, moist environment. and they infect with their tentacles or mycelia deep into the sinus membranes. They do the same in the bronchial tract. This has been demonstrated by a number of in-depth scientific studies, including Mayo's landmark study in about 2000 or so. What year was it? I don't know, 2002, where they looked at 280 chronic sinusitis cases and found 260 had up to 8 different mold infections in the sinus cavity, all the way to the bone in some cases.
Wow.
But bronchitis is mold infection. Allergic rhinitis is a mold infection. Postnasal drip is from mold. So when you inhale the pollen, it's just an aggravator. If we clean the mold, that's where the oregano is incredible. If you take that oregano P73, we know how good that is. We know it's edible. We know it's reliable. We know you can use it. We know you can use it repeatedly. You can use it every day. If you use that, it'll take it out. It actually dissolves the mold.
And you'll be able to handle the pollen is the thing.
Then you'll handle, exactly.
Uh-huh. Now,
and look at medicine. Our approach in medicine sometimes is feeble. The body's trying to flush the histamine and the fungus, and it's running. Runny nose and postnasal drip. What do? We dry up the membranes. We do the opposite.
Makes it worse.
The fungus just gets happy as all get out. We stop the secretory IgA from flowing.
Does the immune system ordinarily, if you're not under a lot of duress, will it handle the mold?
No, it can't handle that. The immune system just can't handle inhaled mold. Unless you had a huge amount of secretory IgA and extreme nutrition, it's going to infect the sinus cavities. Now, some people are, you're right. I mean, if the immune system is a bit down, some people will be more symptomatic than others.
Uh-huh.
You'll have those who have severe sinusitis. Others, it's more of a latent smoldering thing.
Now, how about for food allergy kinds of things? Any issues there?
Food allergies, slightly different. It's going to be worse if you have candida yeast, because the gut's more of a yeast issue.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be worse if you have SIBO. But food allergy directly is poisonous. So that's going to cause a toxic reaction, histamine release, destabilization of the granules, histamine granules, and it's going to cause a inflammation in the gut.
Okay, got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about mold in the homes, and then I want to talk about how you actually use your Carvacrol loaded oil of oregano. We're talking to Dr. Kaz Ingram about oil of oregano and about allergies and lots more. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Talking to Dr. Kaz Ingram, author of The Miracle of Wild Oregano. We're talking about allergies, how you can use wild oregano for allergies. Dr. Kaz, before we went to break, we were talking about mold. What about mold in the home? How significant
is
that?
Well, this is a real problem because most of the mold infections we contract are from indoors. So we're in a sort of a closed space, or even in an airplane, if somebody's got a really bad sinusitis, it's catchy if you're right next to them, for instance. If you have a closed space, the spores don't disseminate in the air, and so you're going to get a concentration 100-fold, 2,000-fold, 50,000-fold more than you would outdoors, depending on how much the infestation of the must and mold is. And that's where people contract these pathological infections, a flooded room, a mold, you know, that's growing behind a drywall situation where there's wet, a leaky toilet or leaky faucet, whatever. So that's what's happening. We get these extreme infections. We become chronic. We take steroids and inhalers, and we get wheezing and asthma, is what I'm indicating. We take antihistamines, and we suffer. Whereas if we could just do the right thing and obliterate the fungus. Now, there's a couple ways to do it. There's the oil under the tongue. There's the sinus, sinuorega you know about. And then there's this multiple spice, extremely potent, a regaress material, whatever.
What is the multiple spice? Tell us about that.
Multiple spice is curious. So in our studies done in antiviral research and also Georgetown University, we found that while oregano oil is very highly antifungal, you need sometimes the synergy, in this case of cumin oil, cinnamon, sage, and oregano oils together, not all spices, isn't that interesting, was more effective than the oregano oil isolated on its own in systematic destruction of pathogens.
Huh. And under the tongue as well as inhaling?
Under the tongue, and even in this case, this oregaress dried capsule, two capsules twice a day or three times a day, especially if there's a deep-seated fungal infestation. Now, I'm not trying to make a medical claim for a product or anything like that. I'm just speaking to you as an osteopath. I believe in nature. I believe in natural. And so, yes, under the tongue, capsules, a sinus-based spray with multiple spices is effective as well.
What is the
you need that direct impact into the... You can also take the oil of oregano and the one that's for human use, a P73, and you can put a drop on a Q-tip, slide it up the medial aspect of the septum, which doesn't have any real nerve endings, and cook it out.
Now, Dr. Cass, give out your website. I'm sure a lot of people are like totally interested right now. What's your website?
It's My website is CassIngram.com, www.CassIngram.com, the Miracle Wild Oregano, the respiratory solution, CassIngram.com. I don't sell oregano. You'd have to go to Oreganol.com and study that.
Okay.
The AmericanWildFoods.com. I mean, you know, Sedalia, the health food store down there. I know you're in Missouri and other, but your
Sedalia,
national
California,
mom-and-pa health food stores.
Sedalia, Colorado.
Yeah.
Sedalia, Colorado, you're talking about.
Well, I know in Sedalia, Missouri, they listen to this show. There's a health food store there, the health center there. I'm just healthy habits. I'm just saying, all like that, all around the country, these little independent health food stores, they should know about my work. So if you've got one in your area, you could stop there as well.
Where
and I understand your website's going to feature some of these interesting things at some point.
Yes,
so,
yes.
We'll make it available. Yeah.
Where does CBD fit into this?
CBD is a whole other banana. It's got a few uses, but we like the crude extract of cannabis. It's got 50-fold more utility than just the CBD isolate type thing.
Is it cannabis or hemp?
And so that's the hempanol. It's not really for sinus, but it's a smooth muscle relaxant, so it might help a little bit in bronchitis and asthma.
There's carvacrol in the cannabinoids, too, no?
There's no carvacrol in the cannabinoids, but there is terpenes, and the terpenes are mildly antifungal. The more important thing is that the terpenes relax the bronchial smooth muscle. And so they would be useful in asthma. So if you wanted to if you had a tough case of asthma, you could take the oregano oil or oregarusp, and you could take a good quality hemp extract or cannabis extract.
Inhale this cannabis extract?
Well, the problem we have now is that they're using butane gas and propane. I'm not interested. Most of the CBDs are processed heavily. Some of them are so processed they don't even look like hemp oil. Hemp oil has a greenish tinge. If you get the hempanol, you're guaranteed to get certified organic Colorado crude hemp extract.
Now, where do you get your hemp extract?
That would work.
Who makes your hemp extract in Colorado? Do you know?
It's an organic farmer. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what's
sure
the difference?
And Europe also is providing organic, but now the problem is they're manipulating with heat and solvents, and I don't like using that kind of thing.
What's the difference? You're saying hemp, but you're saying cannabinoid. Is it cannabis?
Well, yeah, okay, so hemp oil is so-called the legal way of saying cannabis oil. When you say cannabis oil, people think of marijuana, even though it's not. Almost all the cannabis oil or CBD oil on the market is made from agricultural hemp. So I'm just making it easy for people. I'm just saying hemp oil.
Got it. So no THC.
Cold-pressed hemp oil.
No
THC. It's in hempanol. At this point, I think they're the only ones that have that kind of a crude extract.
Okay, no THC.
Crude extract doesn't cause the bell curve. CBD, according to Galilee and his group, causes a suppression of the receptor sites. How much cannabis do you smoke in a joint? Minimal amount. So when you take these high doses of CBD, you suppress the endocannabinoid system and you get a reverse effect and you don't get any benefit. So that's
like
why the crude extract doesn't do that. That's why you want only full spectrum whole food. That's my opinion.
Now, this is THC free. Are you set? You're correct?
No, it's never. None of them are THC free. I don't care what they say.
So you're going to get a small amount of THC.
And you can't take it if you're a cop. Forget it.
Is it going to show up positive? Yeah.
And that's no good. I mean, I know one guy was forced into retirement
because
he was taking CBD oil.
And the
same with hempanol. If you take it and you're a nurse or a cop or somebody that's going to be tested, you can't take it. You're going to have to use other sources for inflammation.
And your hempanol is a tincture.
Yes, it drops under the tongue or capsules.
Okay, now
one you should popularize because it's certified organic. It's no solvents, no butane gas, no hexane. It's the full crude extract, 1,000 different natural chemicals. It contains all the terpenes plus the cannabinoids. unaltered, and raw. So there are even live enzymes in there.
There's live enzymes in the hempanol?
Yes, there are. And you know what's interesting is we found that with this hempanol, it was a kid who had seizures for 7 years. He's 7 years old. He's had seizures for 7 years. They gave him this hempanol, the hempanol CF, the one without the oregano. There's one with oregano, one without. The one without the oregano tastes good, and it's good for kids and all that. They give it to him, and there's only about a 20% efficacy of CBD oil in seizures. This kid, in 3 days, there was no more trouble, no more symptoms, nothing.
Wow.
This tells me that this bell curve phenomenon is a challenge. When you take increasingly high doses of CBD, let me ask you, black pepper is a cannabinoid, sage is cannabinoid, rosemary is cannabinoid, oregano is cannabinoid. How much do you need? Are you going to put 2 tablespoons of oregano in your pizza? You'll ruin it. Are you going to make it, put your salad and put 2 teaspoons of black pepper on it? You're not going to do that. You just use a sprinkle. Huh. The same with rosemary. You use a little bit in the lamb. I've overdone rosemary, and it ruins the flavor of the dish.
So medicinally, it's like a spice, too. So you're kind of like...
It is, and cannabis is like a spice, and it's got the resin like a spice. So it's one particular thing you can use too much. You don't need too much. That's the endocannabinoid system is over... It's suppressed when you take too much.
That's
the thing that's why people are getting less and less efficacy.
What do you know about
it? You don't need to pay $200, $300, $400 a bottle. That's ridiculous.
Right.
Anything should be $70 or less.
What do you know about beta-carophyllin?
Oh, I know a lot about it. I've written about it in 6 of my books. Beta-carophyllin is the number one big cannabinoid in cannabis hemp. It's a terpene.
And great for pain relief, too, right?
Pain relief and neuroregeneration, my friend.
And
prevention of neurodegeneration diseases, MS and Parkinson's. And BCP is found in chamomile, hops, holy basil, oregano, rosemary, black pepper, and cannabis.
Kaz, we got to get you back on. We're out of time, buddy. Thank you so much.
KazIngram.com,
right? See, we'll talk soon. All right, that was Kaz Ingram. KazIngram.com, and also you can get his products, I think, at North American Herb and Spice.com, soon to be on our Brightside website as well. Thanks for listening, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ted Anderson.